Shocker, how you doing?
I'm okay, buddy. How you guys doing out there?
Well, we are doing pretty well, all things considered. I know a lot of people have family and friends in Fort McMurray, and it's devastating to watch. Really hard to watch some of the video footage to see people have their life pretty much just burnt away. So it's a very sad thing. Mother Nature is tough, and firefighters are a natural occurrence. It is something that actually the forest needs to replenish itself and stuff like that. But it's still devastating when it touches everybody. So I want to get you got family in Sherwood Park, and I know there's so many people coming down, and there's so many different outlets in Sherwood Park that are opening up their doors. It's great to see so many people that when push comes to shove, they're willing to want to help out others. Canada today, a day off today for them, Ryan, so no big news on that. So I kind of want to talk a little bit about what's going on as far as now the players have had some days to practice and such. And are you hearing any speculation on maybe some guys who might be invited in the next week once the second round finishes?
Well, no, I'm not here. You can imagine, though, some players that they would love to have. We're not going to, they're not going to let out a lot of that kind of stuff. But, I mean, all you got to do is just take a look at the teams and take a look at the defensemen that are available. And if you look at the blue line that they have right now, really sorely lacking that real true star stud defenseman, that anchor. So, I mean, I'm sure they're keeping an eye on a lot of series. I think what happens is when the first round ends, they ask guys and the initial answer is no. And so then they kind of give the guys a few days who are disappointed to circle back. So I'm not sure if they're still waiting for some guys that they're circling around on to see if maybe they've changed their minds or if they're legit wanting to hold off and wait until the end of the next round. So if they are, let's say they are, and so now you're looking at Canadian defensemen playing in the second round right now who would be viable options for them. Well, I mean, on the Islanders, of course, you got Travis Hamonic, who's playing extremely well for them. They're down in that series. They would love to add a player like that. The St. Louis Blues have a couple of guys as well. I mean, Alex Pietrangelo, Jay Bouwmeester. They'll be looking for guys who are kind of bubble guys for that World Cup team who maybe want to come over and kind of show for themselves. And neither of the St. Louis guys were named to Canada for the World Cup roster. So perhaps there's somebody in there. Shea Weber was. Don't believe there's a chance he comes. But, I mean, who knows? Ryan Ellis has played for Team Canada before. Maybe he's a guy they could add, depending on what happens with the Nashville Predators. So you kind of got to wait and see. Who ends up healthy. Chris Letang is another guy with Pittsburgh, but they're leading their series. So you just kind of work your way through. There's a lot of good Canadian defensemen available. It's just a matter of getting them to say yes.
You had a chance to talk to the players. I know you'd talked to McDavid on the first day, obviously very excited to be there. Hall's been through this before. They won last year. And, I remember him when he came back from that, Ryan. He was like a whole different person. He was just refreshed. Said, man, it was just nice to get back to winning because before he arrived in Edmonton, it's all he'd done is won, right? He was MVP of the Memorial Cup twice. He won two back-to-back Memorial Cup championships. The first time kind of away from the Oilers, he wins again. So you got to think there's clearly a connection there when you look at the guys being able to help teams win anywhere but Edmonton.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that, for Taylor Hall, it's an interesting tournament for Taylor Hall because he comes back having been one of Canada's better players last year on a team that steamrolled their way to a gold medal. I mean, they steamrolled their way through that tournament and played with Sidney Crosby, played well, put up a lot of points. I mean, it was a big, important tournament for Taylor Hall, considering all the losing that he's done in Edmonton. So they come calling this year. And, I don't know if there was hesitation. I don't know maybe where Taylor's head was at, but he says yes. And so, despite the fact that he answered the call last year, went and won a gold medal, wasn't named to Canada's first 16 on their roster, but I don't think anybody was surprised by that for the World Cup. But I think Taylor is a very much a bubble player for that team, and he knows it. And so this to me is Taylor's right on that cusp, of guys who he's never really been talked about in that conversation for Team Canada's. He's been on the periphery, but he's never been, and I'm talking best on best Team Canada's, he's never been obvious. And I think Taylor has a hunger to establish himself. And I think that's why he's here. I think he's here because he wants to be on that World Cup team. He wants to establish himself. He'll be a leader on this team. There won't be quite the big names on this group. He'll be one of the bigger names. And I think Taylor wants to plant a stake in the ground a little bit on the Canadian hockey landscape. And he definitely did that last year. Wasn't able to do it, with some playoff success this year. And this is an opportunity for him.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us in St. Petersburg. Ryan, you look at, some names. Are there going to be some names in this tournament, excluding the three kids, of course, who are going to get drafted, of potential free agents on any of these teams that fans and GMs you think will be watching? Like, is there a Panarin in this tournament?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. And probably as I continue to research all the teams for the games I'm calling, I'll come across some of them. I'll probably have to get back on you with that one. I know that, what I did actually just sort of as a side note on the draft front, I did hear today, that Puljujärvi is banged up and, I'm not sure on his availability for the tournament. So, kind of trying to confirm that and trying to make sure of that, but that would be definitely be disappointing for, a lot of people if he wasn't able to play in the tournament for Finland, because I know a lot of people have been looking forward to seeing him. As far as other potential free agents, it's one of those things, as I keep researching, I'll come across some of them. But yeah, this tournament always seems to yield a few of them. And hopefully for those teams, some that pan out a little better than Anton Belov did for the Oilers. He was one of those guys, right?
Well, he was defenseman of the year.
World championships.
Yeah, well, he was the defenseman of the year. And, that never panned.
I think Brent Sopel was 1 year, too, in the KHL, which
yeah.
I think that, probably tells you enough.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, they find guys who develop a little bit later. Panarin's one, now he's obviously best-case scenario example. And, it's funny, Tarasenko.
Yeah, he's coming, by the way, hey.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So that's
So I dug into Russia a little bit, and they've got some decent forwards coming. Their blue line definitely leaves a little bit to be desired, but Panarin will definitely be here.
Any other names you've heard there be? What about Radulov?
Yeah, Radulov will be here. At least he's on their list that we got. So the Russian forwards are actually pretty good. Burmistrov is going to play. Pavel Datsyuk is going to play. Panarin's going to play. Radulov will play. Neil Yakupov's playing. Tikhonov, Plotnikov, who plays in Arizona. So they've got a fair amount of NHL content up front. On the back end, Kulikov is their main NHL defenseman on the back end. Pagan,
yeah,
the Oiler draft pick, seventh-round pick. The 6'6", 195 pounder. He's on the Russian blue line. I'm not sure how much he's going to play, but he'll be playing. And Anton Belov will play for Team Russia this year as well. And they got Bobrovsky and Varlamov net, so they're in okay shape between the pipes.
What do you make of Radulov, Rashad? What do you think he's got left, and who do you think signs him?
That's such a good question. He's from a skill standpoint, he's a tempting player, right? But I think it just got off the rails in Nashville, and he's just one of those guys that marches to the beat of his own drum. I mean, he's now, when did he go over there? 2012? He's now four full seasons, basically out of the NHL. That's quite a while. Now, the guy put up 65 points in the KHL last season, with Moscow. So he can definitely still play. Will a team take a chance on him, 4 years later? The issues were him were more off the ice issues, right? They were more commitment issues, showing up on time, not wandering into a hotel late, that kind of stuff. Those are the types of issues that kind of plagued him a little bit. So maybe an opportunity for him to showcase himself a little bit here. And if he wants to come back, which is always a question, maybe somebody gives him a chance, but there are a lot of warts there, and I think I think it'll probably scare a lot of teams off.
Well, Ryan, I think he's having an issue connecting down at On the Rock. So on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Travel safe, and I'm sure we'll chat to you tomorrow from St. Petersburg.
Yeah, okay, buddy. Sounds good. You need to fill time or anything? You want to just keep talking while he gets sorted out?
Oh, well, we can try. What's the straight? You've been to St. Petersburg before, right? Do you ever get used to traveling when you're in Russia?
Yeah, no, traveling, it's funny. People don't realize the absolute panic that happens behind the scenes when you lose a feed on television or radio.
Oh, yeah, never, like, never.
Chaos erupts. So I'll tell you what, just in case people are interested, I'll go through Sweden real quick because I did do a little bit of research on them today, and I was a little bit surprised they didn't have a little more NHL content. Like they've got Backlund, and they've got Nyquist, who are good, off, you know, decent offensive players. Wennberg from Columbus, but really, that's kind of it for their NHL forwards. But one name that will be on Team Sweden's Linus Omark. So if there are any shootouts at the tournament, people can look forward to whatever he might have. Gustafsson, who plays for Chicago, he'll be on the blue line. Larsson's on the blue line as well. So yeah, Sweden, I was expecting them to be a little bit stronger than what it looks like they might be.
Shonger, sorry about that. I know the power went out quickly, but now we are back. Yes.
That's okay, man. Michelle and I did fine. Yes. We just, you know, did a little banter, talked a little Sweden.
Nice.
You're not a necessity for the show. Michelle and I can make it work.
Well, hey, you know what? I will take the rest of the day off. I would have no problem. I would love to have you host from St. Petersburg. I could just sit back here at OTR and have a beer. That would be awesome.
We should try.
We should try that sometime.
Some of those wings.
Yeah. Oh, try. Yeah, that's the only bad part about it. I watch everybody eat wings. It's like torture every Wednesday for an hour and a half when everybody's crushing wings because you can't really run your laptop and eat wings at the same time. It's virtually impossible. Well,
so you're telling me that the difficult thing about hosting a radio show and not being able to eat wings is because you can't run your laptop? What about trying to eat them and talk at the same time?
Well,
wouldn't that be the difficulty?
Well, no. Yeah, sure, that's very true too. But I could eat them like, well, because you can give long answers. I could crush one during your answer.
That is true. Right. Drager's nickname for me is Meat Wagon. Anytime he hears me doing a radio, every time I hang up, or even sometimes during it, he goes Meat Wagon, because his claim is that I talk so much I could literally talk a pit bull off of a meat wagon.
Oh,
and so he calls me Meat Wagon all the time.
Oh man, I don't know if you want to tell Nielsen that in the morning, because that'd likely be a nickname that will never end. So, and something tells me,
do you eat when you're doing the show ever? Full disclosure: do you eat while you're doing the show?
During a commercial break. During a commercial break, but never on the air. No, but during a commercial break, sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Why? Who eats during the show? Like, how could you do that?
That would
be the worst
snacked.
Sound effect snacked. Ever. You could hear people hear someone chewing. No chance. That would be the worst.
I've crushed almost an entire bottle of water during this segment.
Well, that's okay. Sure, you're drinking, but you're obviously doing it in a fashion that no one can hear. So not a bit. You're not a
bit. You should be able to get at least a pint of beer down too. Then.
I did do a show once drinking, but that was more so for an experiment. So that was just.
I remember that. That was pretty funny, you and Meg.
Yeah. Well, storms only lasted 2 hours, but all I know is Nikolai Habibulin had more than a glass of freaking wine. I can tell you that, to blow 0.168. That's what we learned from that it took significantly more than even a bottle of wine to get that one
done. Wow.
So what's the schedule for Canada?
Yeah. So basically they practice tomorrow and then they play the United States on Friday. And then they have, I think they have 1 or 2 days off. I'm just calling up the actual schedule here. Yeah, they've got Saturday off. They go back to back against Hungary and Belarus, and I would expect Pickard to play one of those two games. And then they got 2 days off, and then they've got Leon Draisaitl and the Germans on the 12th. So that'll be on next Thursday. So they play 3 games in 4 days, and then they have 2 days off.
Shogger, we appreciate it. Stay warm or stay cold, whatever. What's the temperature in St. Petersburg?
I'll be staying cool right now. It was like 25, 26 degrees. Like, you think you're going to land in snow and have it be, when you're this far north in Russia, but it's actually really nice here. So This is a really nice city, man. I've been to a few places in Russia, and it's not always the most scenic place you can come to. St. Petersburg is beautiful.